yelling.
The fact is that there are few scenarios in American life or anywhere that I can imagine where you're empowered, you're legally, contractually allowed to go nuts on the authority figure. Imagine doing that to a judge. You don't get to do that, except in sports.
Yeah, there's a quote from the guy who was the chairman of the committee that decided how to roll this out, this guy named John Stanton. And he said that the system that they chose to do retains the human side of the game, quote, adding a new fan-friendly engagement moment.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest with what that is. A fan-friendly engagement moment is booing the shit out of umpires. That's what fan-friendly engagement means. It means let's give the Coliseum some blood.
Now, you and I are talking about this right now because I reached out to you and I said, we're going to do an episode to commemorate our country's 250th anniversary. And we thought it would be nice to just celebrate and commemorate things that seem very, very American, like especially American. How does this ABS challenge system fit the bill?
Because America, if you're really cutting to the core of us, we want to be mad as much as we want justice. We want to be able to express what's inside of us that feels like it's trapped there as much as we want to see each getting their own fair due. And in this ABS system, what our pastime, our oldest, stodgiest, dustiest pastime has given us is somehow the ability to maybe have both.
Both meaning we want justice, but we also want to scream at somebody. Hard not to think about what's going on in national politics, when he puts it that way. Today on our show, for our July 4th semi-quincentennial, and yes, I had to look that word up, which means 250th. According to the internet, actually, an alternative word for this is sestercentennial, but that just sounds like a very old nun. For our semi-quincentennial, commemorating what this country has been for 250 years, we thought that it would be fun to collect a bunch of things that just seem very particularly American, like changing the rules of our national pastime to allow for more screaming at figures of authority. Today on our show, we have the most American question, we have a trip to a Michigan sand dune with our own question, and we have so much more. From WBEZ Chicago, this is American Life. I'm Ira Glass. Stay with us.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm warning for the southern tip of Johnson County, Miami County, and Linn County in Kansas and a number of counties in Missouri. That severe thunderstorm warning is in effect until 12:45. It includes Overland Park, Osawatomie, Grandview, like I said, much of the KC metro area. It also includes Interstate 35 in Kansas between mile markers 202 and 211, and Interstate 49 between mile markers 118 and 177. Again, that's a severe thunderstorm warning for portions of Johnson County, Miami, and Linn County until 12:45. And a reminder, a flood advisory in effect for parts of Lyon County. That includes Emporia. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's This American Life, our semi-quincentennial episode. Boy, that really does not roll off the tongue. Thousands of miles away on tiny islands, recreating some very American things about home, whether they intend to or not. That's in a minute from Chicago Public Radio when our program continues.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for southern Johnson County and Miami counties in Kansas, western Cass County in Missouri. That flash flood warning is in effect until 6:30 this evening. Emergency management is reporting flash flooding in the Hillsdale area with a water rescue in progress right now. between 1 and 2 inches of rain have fallen. They're expecting another 1.5 to 1.5 inches in the next warned area. Again, flash flooding is already occurring in that area. That includes southern Johnson County and Miami County, as well as Cass County in Missouri. Turn around, don't drown. Be careful out there. This is KPR.
This is American Life, Myra Glass. Today's program, Maximal.com. Have a Progressive Insurance? Progressive's Home Quote Explorer helps homeowners find and compare home insurance options from a network of companies, offering choices and protecting what matters most. Learn more at progressive.com. Thanks as always to our program's co-founder, Mr. Tori Malatia. You know, recently he has learned what being ashy is. And I don't know, it's embarrassing. He keeps going up to strangers and asking,
"Can I see your knees?"
I'm Ira Glass. Back next week with more stories of This American Life.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self their country loved? Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute FM 90.3, K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. Online at Kansas Public Radio. A reminder that the National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for southern Johnson County, Miami County, and western Cass County in Missouri. That flash flood warning in effect until 6:30 this evening. A water rescue is in progress right now in the Hillsdale area. Be careful out there. Stay safe. Don't drown. Turn around. Coming up next is NPR News and then Classics by Request with Destiny.
Live from NPR News in Washington.